The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
He's Tom Verducci, who joins us here on the Home Team and Hamilton Show. How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing well. Thanks for that intro. The only thing I don't do is sing and dance. Don't ask me to do that.
Well, Tom, Joe and I are thinking about starting a hype man business. It's called Let Them Know. Well, we just let people know some of the things you've done. Well, thank you for joining us today. Been a big fan of your work over the years. You were a part of the broadcast yesterday on the call with the Braves and Marlins. We saw what we normally see. What did you see?
Yeah, I think you're right. If you're a Braves fan, you've seen this show before, right? I've called this the best fastball hitting team that I've seen in years. And I love the fact that they're so aggressive. They don't concede anything to a pitcher. So I thought coming into the series, the story was about the Marlins pitching, especially their starters. They like to throw fastballs, and they have good ones against this Braves team that just goes hunting fastballs. And round one goes to the Braves. You know, that big sixth inning, kind of a, you know, I know they got into the bullpen there as well, but you know, they kind of wear you down. That lineup is so deep. And again, they don't concede anything as far as giving pitchers strikes. So I think they continually put the pressure on a pitching staff. So the Marlins have their hands full. And that's a good staff. Don't get me wrong. But I just think that much of Atlanta offense.
It just feels like that the weaknesses have been covered up in the offseason with the moves Alex Anthopoulos has made with the bullpen and the addition of Marcell Ozuna. Talk about where you see a chance for the Braves to really up their game, even though it looks like they have a lot of positions and a lot of holes covered.
Yeah, well, you made a great point about what they've done with the bullpen. I mean, that bullpen has been lights out, certainly in these three games of the postseason, but really all year with all the injuries and in the rotation. They needed the bullpen to carry them through stretches, and it has. And a guy like Tyler Matzek pretty much comes out of nowhere, independent league nowhere. And you saw him yesterday. I mean, he was just terrific, and he's been really, really good for them. So Alex and then his staff have done a really good job finding bullpen pieces, and Brian Snicker's done a great job stringing it together. So I think the key for the Braves here is if they can, everybody wants to get the series over as quickly as possible. But, you know, we're playing five straight games if it goes the distance, and that can wear out a bullpen. You know, we're not sure what Snit would do when he gets to a game four or five, most likely bullpen game. So, you know, maybe that attrition factor starts to show up late in the series. So if I'm Atlanta, and you'd want to do this anyway, keep the pedal to the metal and see if you can close it out quickly.
Tom Verducci joins us here on the Loud Security System Newsmaker line. He will be on the MLB Network exclusive telecast featuring the Braves and Marlins today at 2. MLB Network is widely available here in Atlanta. You can visit MLBnetwork.com for your local channel listings.
Tom, with you being at the ballpark and watching players' movement and body language, I was watching it through the TV, and at 4-1, when Ronald Acuña Jr. got hit, I kind of felt the momentum change. With no fans being in the stands, can you kind of feel the momentum or shift that the Braves kind of saw blood in the water?
Yeah, I think so, at least in terms of feeling that vibe. Absolutely. You know, down 4-1. And listen, I never count the Braves out of the game because of their offense. But just in terms of the emotions of that moment, yeah, I mean, you saw also not just Ronald, but you saw Brian Snicker get out there. He was incensed when he found out that they had warned both teams because essentially – the Marlins got a free shot at his leadoff guy, and if the Braves tried to retaliate, obviously, he could get thrown out of the game. So he wasn't happy about that. Listen, I don't think he was throwing at him. Even Brian Snicker said that. But I understand the reaction. You know, you've been hit five times by that team. Enough is enough. But I think your point is a good one. You know, I don't know if it directly led to runs. Generally, baseball is not that kind of a sport. But I do think the vibe switched a little bit there, and there was definitely more energy on the Atlanta side.
Yesterday, the Braves got to their ace, if you will, for this series. The Braves' ace, Max Fried, didn't have his best stuff. How do Max Fried, the 1-2 punch of Max Fried and Ian Anderson, stack up when you talk about moving forward in this series and possibly beyond for the Atlanta Braves?
Yeah, really good. I mean, Max just couldn't land his curveball. I mean, it happens. You know, I don't think there's anything to question about Max in a big spot. It was just one day when his stuff wasn't there. That's going to happen sometimes. really curious to see Ian today. I mean, the Braves just rave about this kid's demeanor. Travis Darnot was telling me yesterday, it's almost freakish how even-keeled this kid is. So, listen, the moment's not going to get to him. He's got one of the best changeups in baseball already at this age. So, you know, going forward in this postseason, I really like those two guys because you look in their eyes, you look at the body language on the mound, and you can't tell what the score is. These guys have game faces on from pitch one. You know, they don't look like young pitchers out there. So I think they're in good hands with those guys. I wouldn't make a big deal. Some people might out of inexperience in postseason. I wouldn't with these two guys. I think they're that special.
Tom Verducci will be on the call today on MLB Network's exclusive telecast of the Braves and the Marlins at 2 o'clock. He joins us here on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line here on the Fan 680 93.7 FM.
Tom, talk about the defense that you saw behind Max Fried and the other bullpen pitches last night. I thought they played outstanding back there.
Oh, my goodness. You know, Ozzy Albies put a show out there. I mean, it's part of how he plays. You know, he's an energetic guy. He's smiling. He's always having fun. He looks like the kid in the backyard. And that's the way he showed the national TV audience yesterday, showing range, picking up pop-ups over his head like it was nothing. Yeah, I really like the way the Braves play defense. I think it helped keep them in the game. You know, being down 4-1 early, that's a pretty big haul in postseason play when you're down 3 and you know teams have a rested bullpen coming in. But I thought their defense, and especially their bullpen, allowed them to stay in that game. That was a really good sign.
Tom, am I being a little bit too confident in the fact that I don't feel that the Marlins can get the 5 runs? I know they play small ball. They like to run around the base paths and do it that way, but they don't hit home runs, and we have a really outstanding bullpen. But I don't see them able to manufacture if they have to get 5 runs. Do you?
Well, they don't have a lot of power, so you're right. No, to change the game quickly the way the Braves did with the 6 spot they put up in the 7th inning, that's not the Marlins' game. So they do want to beat you with pitching. Their base running is really good. They have a lot of team speed. You saw some of that yesterday. They'll take extra bases. So, they can put the ball in play. And I think not to scratch out runs, because I give them more credit than that. They're a good offensive team, but they're just not a really power-laden team. So the quick hit really isn't there. You know, Miami wants to beat you with a close game. You know, they want to keep it 4-3, 5-4 maybe at most. But, yeah, when the game gets above that kind of number, above 5, definitely advantage Atlanta.
What does Marcell Ozuna mean to this team with the DH spot here in the postseason?
I think he's digging the whole DH thing. I mean, you know, listen, this guy brings a lot of energy, right? He's got an upbeat personality. You know, he lives for every single at-bat. You can see him. You know, he misses a pitch. You know that he misses a pitch just looking at his body language because he has fun in the batter's box. And I think that kind of personality is infectious. And, you know, he's just really lengthened the lineup. You know, when you get past Acuna and Freeman, and then you get to really the meat of the order, I think those are the two best hitters, but then you have Ozuna to deal with. You know, he had a couple of big hits yesterday to get those rallies cranked and in one case drove in a run. So I think he's a dangerous at-bat, and I think that kind of that attrition in that Braves lineup, once it turns over, man, you got to keep working through that lineup one guy after another because, you know, you guys brought this up earlier, the difference is in the power because if you make a mistake, it's not just double. It's out of the park a lot of times.
Tom, do you think both teams would be issued a warning before tonight's game or this afternoon's game?
Generally, I don't think it would be officially issued a warning where you would start a game under that, but I do think, I know the umpires will sit down with the managers as they always do before a game. I'd say, listen, we know the history here. Let's not have anything. Let's play a clean game. So I'd say unofficially, now I'm sure it will be brought up, but I don't see it was a kind of incident there that you would begin a game under a warning, no.
Tom Verducci joins us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. He has exclusive call today on MLB Network's exclusive telecast starting at 2 o'clock. If the Braves make it past the Marlins, how do they compare with the Dodgers, and what do they need to do to beat a team like the Dodgers or the Padres?
Well, listen, I think the Braves can hang with anybody. So, you know, they're going to give either one of those teams a handful if they advance. I do think the Dodgers are the deepest, best team in baseball. So if you're just going by on paper, you know, the roster all the way through, the pitching staff all the way through, I think the Dodgers have the most talent. But again, if the Braves get there and, you know, they can rest some people, bullpen guys especially, before the series starts, go in with a clean bullpen And again, you're talking about playing a seven-game series without a day off. That changes the dynamic completely. So it's anybody's guess, and it'd be tough for a manager to manage that series knowing you're playing 7 days in a row. But on paper, I would have to give the Dodgers the edge. They were my preseason pick to win the World Series. I just think they're just so deep. They can beat you in so many different ways, both offensively and the pitching staff. But you're talking about the two highest scoring teams in baseball, the Braves and the Dodgers. So that might be a really good show.
How the Braves was perceived nationally. We know how they've been playing all year long, and we know what the bullpen and what Ronald Acuna Jr. and Freddie Freeman mean. But nationally, what is the perception of the Braves, if you can give us some insight?
Well, to me, their young pitching has arrived, and just too bad that Mike Soroka is not here with them so the whole nation could see how really deep this core of young pitching is. So I think that's where you start, and this year it's really been about the top of their lineup. And I think just in terms of the last decade or so, you know, that was a big series getting through the Cincinnati Reds because, you know, the Braves kind of had been in that class with the Twins and the A's, some really good teams that you see in the playoffs every year, but they don't go anywhere. So they broke through that wall, and I think the perception has changed now that this is – I thought in the last couple of years people looked at the Braves like, well, it's a young team, it's a good team, but maybe it's not their time. I don't think you say that anymore because now you look at that roster – and they're loaded with guys who are in their prime and maybe just getting into their prime years. And those tend to be championship-style teams. So now I think the Braves right now, they're knocking on the door of being among the elite teams when you talk about, for me anyway, the Dodgers, the Rays, the Yankees. You know, the Braves are in that next level down, and they're taking the elevator up to try to get there.
Well, Tom, we thank you for your time. Have a great call today. We hope to talk to you soon down the road. And next time, maybe we'll get a chance to talk about that touchdown you caught to win a championship game.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to talk about that. Anytime for that. Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
Tom Verducci, he'll be on the call today of MLB Network's exclusive telecast featuring the Braves and Marlins at 2 p.m. MLB Network, widely available here in Atlanta, and you can visit MLBnetwork.com for your local channel listings. You know you can hear all of the call right here on the Fan 680 93.7 FM.